everyone, and welcome back to Amplify Agile, where we're redefining agility by focusing on connecting strategy to execution. I'm your host, Tracy, and in today's episode, we'll be diving into how cloud marketplaces are reshaping the way enterprises purchase, manage, and integrate software. But before we dive in, let's break down what exactly is a cloud marketplace. Think of it as like an app store, but for enterprise software. Instead of long contracts and manual approvals, businesses can quickly discover, buy, and deploy the tools they need all in one place. With organizations looking for faster, more scalable solutions, cloud marketplaces are on the rise and making it easier than ever to streamline procurement, optimize investments, and drive innovation. Today is an exciting episode with a panel. Joining me is Nitish Anand, Global Partner Alliance Manager from Microsoft, and Brock Coughlin, Global Sales Leader of Partnerships from IBM, who will be sharing their insights on how cloud marketplaces are changing the way organizations adopt technology and how to take advantage of these platforms to scale much more efficiently. We'll explore why cloud marketplaces matter, how they impact business strategy, and most importantly, an exciting announcement between IBM Target Process and Microsoft. So, hey, Nitish and Brock, welcome to Amplify Agile. Can you all please give us a quick introduction of yourselves?
Sure. Thank you, Tracy, for having me here. I'm part of the Industry and Partner Sales IPS organization within Microsoft, where I'm the acting PDM, Partner Development Manager, owning the relationship with IBM Technology and Microsoft Worldwide Alliance for Sell With and Build With Stages.
Great. Thanks, Tracy, for having us. My name is Brock Coughlin, and I work for IBM as a global strategic partnership executive, and I focus on our partnership with Microsoft. So I've worked for IBM for just about 10 years now, and my current role is really working with customers who need or are looking to successfully deploy IBM technology on the Azure cloud.
Thanks for that wonderful introduction. So let's go ahead and just set the stage. Businesses today aren't just adopting cloud tools, but rethinking how they buy and manage them. So traditionally, enterprises faced slow approvals, complex deployments, and fragmented management of software. So with the rise, again, of cloud marketplaces, companies are now moving towards faster, more flexible software procurement processes that let teams access the tools that they need without delays and complexity of traditional processes. So Nitish, what's actually driving this shift, and what are the customer needs that are prompting this move?
Sure, great question, Tracy. In this very fast-paced world, right, there are multiple obstacles that enterprises face, ranging from integration issues to change management to standardization, where there are compliance and security risks with uncontrolled spending at times, I would say. So what marketplaces really do here is it simplifies this procurement process by reducing the burden of IT and procurement teams by offering several benefits beyond just being a one-stop shop for enterprise tools, right? And if I name the three top benefits here, that would be the centralized invoicing, where the cloud marketplaces provide centralized invoicing, consolidating all the software transactions into one single point of contact. Then there is competitive pricing, where they offer competitive pricing options, allowing organizations to negotiate better deals there. And finally, the risk management by offering a curated selection of software solutions, which is heavily vetted by the SMEs, both sides. So here, the customers and the organizations manage the risk associated with these software purchases, right? And with respect to your second point, your second question of what customer personas are prompting this move, it really depends on the teams and organizations in the enterprise, right? So starting with the CIOs and IT leaders, who are always looking for ways to eliminate the long approval cycles by simplifying the software purchases process, right? Then there is technology and portfolio leaders, who likes to have the ability to scale more easily, right? And finally, the engineering and DevOps team who would like to have a seamless integration with cloud ecosystems because they want to have a software which works natively with their cloud environment. And also they can deploy fast, accurately, and also automatically.
Who doesn't love a one-stop shop? But it's great that everyone gets to benefit from these cloud marketplaces. And Brock, from your perspective, what are the biggest advantages for businesses adopting or utilizing cloud marketplaces?
Yeah, I would really echo a lot of what Nitish just said. When we see clients that opt to use marketplaces as an online storefront, we see them doing that really to achieve three primary objectives. The first is, you know, better purchasing decisions. Cloud marketplaces really simplify the procurement and billing process of acquiring software into a single pane of glass for organizations versus having, you know, to go to hundreds of unique locations to view transactions, renewals, manage the entire process. So it really simplifies that process of managing their software ecosystem. Number two is standardization. You know, with the proliferation of software and different ways to access it, you know, CIOs really appreciate marketplaces for their ability to make sure software and tools are aligned with policies, standards, and goals across the organization. It really gives them better control over IT investment. And also, it really kind of validates that the technology that they're looking at works on the cloud that they have chosen to deploy. You know, if it's on the marketplace, they should be fairly confident that the software is available and works on that cloud. And then last, it's really about speeding deployment of these solutions. So IT and development teams, they can access pre-approved software immediately through purchasing on the marketplace. And oftentimes these software solutions come with quick deployment templates that allows for a faster time to value and a reduction in manual work. So it's really all about speeding that time to value for our customers.
Thanks for really breaking down those advantages for us. No wonder there's been such a large shift towards cloud marketplaces. And this is exactly why we brought the group here together for this very special episode to share the exciting announcement today with IBM Target Process, which is now available as a SaaS offering on Microsoft Azure Marketplace. And so, Nitish, can you share what are the key benefits of IBM Target Process being on Azure Marketplace, and how does this impactful partnership make it easier for organizations to adopt, integrate, and get value from their technology faster?
Yeah, sure. So let me start by saying that IBM Target Process was previously highlighted for its enterprise agile planning capabilities, but today we are really expanding that story where it's now a platform for strategic portfolio management, SPM solutions, available on Microsoft Azure Marketplace. And this collaboration really empowers the business and technology leaders to manage four core areas, which are portfolio management, resource management, finance management, and strategic planning, while ensuring the continuous alignment to enterprise strategy in a unified cloud environment, right? And of course, being a SaaS solution on Azure, it offers the businesses the benefit of rapid time to value and low to no management expenses. Right. And finally, of course, all the standard benefits that Azure Marketplace offers to our partners and customers that we discussed in the beginning, like invoicing, the cost, risk management, vendor relationship management, and of course, the Azure Consumption Commitment, commonly known as MAC.
Thank you for that exciting, intro to IBM Target Process and, you know, what else is going on with this, you know, partnership. And so I'm super excited about it. Brock, building on that, can you share some real world examples of how organizations are using IBM Target Process and what valuable impacts they've seen from adopting it?
Yeah, absolutely. So we see customers using Target Process really as a strategic SPM SaaS-based solution, which makes it, really all the more valuable now that it's available through the Azure Marketplace, giving customers some choice as to where they deploy the solution. Where we really see Target Process delivering value are with increased visibility across the organization. Target Process gives full visibility into labor and non-labor costs for better investment planning. Flexibility. It's a very has offers a very flexible architecture that allows Target Process to tailor its solution to your unique operating model, ensuring agility and long-term growth, and agility. So it really enables managers to dynamically forecast long-term staffing needs as a business requirement evolve. So when we think about the four core use cases that Nitish just mentioned above, the strategic planning, resource management, portfolio management, financial management, the four key tenets of Target Process, we see clients achieving real results and delivering demonstrable value across all of those pillars. Some examples, things where we see value are, 25% increase in realized spend on strategic priorities, reducing forecast creation time by 50% or even higher, reducing product delivery cycles, by, weeks or even quarters, and then reducing things like unallocated work by up to 25%. To give you an example of a specific client, this is a large US insurance customer that, upon implementing Target Process, they were able to increase visibility into their OKRs and support lean budgeting practices. They were able to reduce six planning tools and manual processes into a single tool, dramatically increasing efficiency and reducing overhead as well as cost. And then link agile and traditional work to budget, really allowing them to improve forecast accuracy. So this is a customer that's benefits across all different spectrums of those use cases that we talked through.
Those are some really great results that were delivered by IBM Target Process. We love to hear it. So, Nitish, another big part of this announcement is a deeper integration and stronger synergy between Azure DevOps and Target Process. So, DevOps teams often struggle with visibility into how their work aligns with the company's overall strategy. They're often focused on execution, while leadership is focused on high-level business goals. So, bridging that gap is quite critical. Can you talk to us about what additional value this brings to IT decision makers looking at aligning strategic planning with execution while ensuring flexibility in agile planning as well?
Certainly. So the Target Process SaaS on Azure, it seamlessly integrates with Azure DevOps, like you said. And what that does, it really provides a simplified management and improved connectivity for organizations leveraging a secure as well as a scalable infrastructure with global reach that Microsoft Azure provides. And this integration really supports the Agile framework, including the SAFe, which is a scaled Agile framework in Azure, and also the waterfall frameworks, leveraging their investment through channels like Microsoft Azure Consumption Commitment, commonly known as MACC. The other factor I would say is having that stronger alignment between strategy and execution, where having a better DevOps alignment, the IT and as well as the portfolio leaders get visibility into how strategic the investments translates into agile planning as well as the delivery, right? So they can really make sure that the teams are prioritizing the high value work. And of course the fact that the leaders can track progress, track capacity, and track financial impact in real time, all in one place with facilities in one platform. It gives a better collaboration by reducing the manual work and keeps the team aligned from all the way from strategy to execution. I would also like to sum up this point with some recognition and accolades that I was going through. So the Target Process has been recognized as a leader in several industry reports, right? For example, Gartner Magic Quadrant, Forrester Wave, IDC MarketScape, and so on.
I think I love those awards as well, and I feel like better collaboration is always key to every great organization. So last question, Nitish and Brock, if you had one key takeaway for enterprise leaders thinking about cloud marketplaces, what would it be? And Nitish, we'll just start with you.
Yeah, of course. I mean, look, we have discussed in the beginning of this session that there are several benefits that cloud marketplaces provide to the enterprise customer. And of course, the possibility of having the Apptio portfolio of solution on Azure that brings to our customers, right? So from our perspective, Microsoft provides Azure Marketplace as a one-stop shop for discovering, purchasing, and managing a wide range of Azure services and also the applications, right? And that helps in all the challenges that we discussed in the beginning of this call about the centralizing invoiced, the competitive and negotiable prices, and the robust risk management, right? And I also like to add that as per an independent analysis, firm report Canalysis, is that the enterprise software sales through hyperscale cloud marketplaces like Microsoft Azure are projected to reach a whooping $85 billion by 2028, rising from $16 billion just 2 years ago. And at the same time, enterprise customers have committed to spend over a massive $360 billion on the cloud services, right? So you can see that the spend is really shifting to the marketplaces as customers seek to burn down a portion of their cloud credits on third-party softwares as well as SaaS.
Brock?
Yeah, it's a great point, Nitish. You know, I wholeheartedly agree. I think, you know, when you look at it from a software vendor perspective, that's looking to leverage hyperscaler marketplaces like Microsoft Azure, you know, it gives you an opportunity really to go to that one place and acquire your software that you're looking to run your business. You know, if you look at IBM in particular, you know, we have, as of last week, right, Nitish, we're up to 31 unique software products that are now available through the Azure Marketplace. And that is growing, that grew by two just last week. So it's grown, we grows week to week, month to month. So we are making a concerted effort to put our entire portfolio up onto Azure Marketplace, as you'll see that with across different software vendors. So if you're already invested in cloud, in a hyperscaler technology, leveraging marketplaces really helps you get more value for your money, while really streamlining your, you know, IT decisioning. So it's really there's a lot of benefit to procuring and managing your software through these marketplaces.
Those are really great takeaways for enterprise leaders who are looking to get started or are hesitant. So, you know, that's all for today's episode of Amplify Agile. And thank you, Nitish and Brock, for sharing your thoughts, expertise, and most of all, the exciting announcement of IBM Target Process now being on Microsoft Azure Marketplace. And if listeners would like more details, check out the links that we have provided. And it was great having you both on the show. And we hope to see y'all in another episode. And thanks everyone for tuning in as well. If you'd like to hear about a topic or have any questions at all, feel free to pop them in the comments section and subscribe to Stay Agile. See you on the next episode.